The bill would give companies annual $10,000 tax credits for their nuclear plants during the first decade they're in operation. That would decrease by $1,000 annually over the following decade. It would also make nuclear energy a high priority for Wisconsin and place it on equal footing with wind and solar in the state's energy policy. Republican Representative Shea Sortwell acknowledged some lawmakers had heartburn over the plan.
But this is a bill that had a lot of cooperation and collaboration with a whole lot of interested parties on this so that we could get this across the finish line, get it done, get it signed into the law for the future of the energy of Wisconsin.
The bill follows three other nuclear power measures that have been signed into law this session. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.